If you invented something, you might get a patent. That's what Lizzie did, but her patent was quite a story in itself, for she filed it in a day when very few women did so, and what she filed a patent for ended up becoming something you know very well. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. James K. McGee was a prominent man in the town of Macomb, Illinois in the mid-1800s.
Back in the mid-1800s, he ran the Macomb Journal. He was a newspaper man and a big fan of Abraham Lincoln.
And while Mr. McGee's story is certainly interesting, Jock Headblade says it was his daughter that may have actually impacted your life in a roundabout way.
He had a daughter when he was here, and her name was Lizzie. And Lizzie went on to do many incredible things. She was really quite a pioneering woman. And a lot of this is due to her father, who was extremely supportive of what she wanted to do and encouraged her.
And her father's encouragement led her to do some pretty remarkable things.
This is a woman. She's one of the first women to ever have patents. She was an inventor. But probably what she would be best known for, if people actually knew this, was inventing a board game that eventually became Monopoly.
But perhaps you've not heard of Lizzie because her board game was called by another name.
Now, the board game that she invented was called the Landlord's Game, and it's got the same layout, basically, as a Monopoly board. And it was designed to teach people about economy and economics.
People liked the game, and some began to copy it. Not to steal it, but because that's what happened back in those days.
Not everybody could afford to buy board games. They were kind of luxuries. So they would get oilcloth, chalk, or pins, or charcoal, or whatever, and make their own board games.
But remember, Lizzie was a young lady who filed patents, and when her game was suddenly transformed into Monopoly, she had a patent that said the game was hers. So what happened to her claim? It's next time, as we travel the countryside in Macomb, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCrae.